about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You know, it's always fun. There's a couple streaming sites that allows the radio host or the radio station to see who's popping on to listen. And it's not tracking you or your computer. Well, I guess it would be tracking some sort of internet stream. But it's always fun to see the bars light up and grow as I come on air, so I know you all are listening out there, and I love it, and I can't thank you enough. I think it's really important for a radio host to thank their listeners, really. You know, I know many of you thank me. Don't thank me. I'm doing really nothing heroic. I'm just sitting here for a few hours talking to myself while my computer goes into power save, which it just did. By the way, any of you computer educated people out there, right? I don't like calling you guys a geek squad because you guys are, I think anybody who knows how to deal with a computer and fix a computer is a total stud, right? Why did we make fun of computer, quote unquote, geeks growing up in school? These guys are who we need. I desperately need people who know what's going on with the computer. I don't know. I just have a problem right now with my computer where it always goes into power save. It just, I'm in the middle of my show. And I've already changed the whole power button. I've already, you know, where you could go into your control panel, go into your power, your hardware, and stop it from hibernating. I've already shut all that down so it doesn't hibernate. And I'm just sitting here talking to you, getting ready, getting all excited to talk to you about the headlines, and the thing just crashes. And then it'll come back up. It'll come back up. Meanwhile, Donovan is trying to, you know, communicate with me through the computer, and I shut him off, and he thinks I'm mad at him. He thinks I'm going through some PMS moments, shutting him down and turning him back on. And it's not. I'm not PMS right now. In fact, I think I'm going into my happy week. I feel my estrogen, so I'm kind of feeling pretty good right now. So if any of you know what setting I should do, or doesn't mean I have to throw the computer out. I really can't afford to throw the computer out, and I have a lot of good stuff on the hard drive, which I forgot to back up. I know. You see why I needed to marry a computer. I married a chiropractor who's also a pilot, and that's pretty sexy, but I gotta admit, he's not that sexy to me right now if he can't fix my computer problem. The person who would really, really turn me on and make my blood just bubble and tingle is somebody who knows how to deal with this auto-detect power safe baloney that my computer is undergoing right now. That to me is very sexy. So please call in if you guys have any idea what to do. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Why can't I ask you the questions and have you answer for me? Why can't I have you teach me? We should do that. We should actually, we've done that. Every now and then we have a teach the doctor type of thing. Like if I need a brush up on my home remedies, every now and then you'll notice, probably twice a year, we do a segment where I have you teach me what is your home remedy and what always works, right? And then, of course, I share with you my home remedy, of course, Colgate toothpaste. I go nowhere without Colgate toothpaste. We use Colgate toothpaste for acne. I use it for painful ingrown toenails in my family. We just always carry a tube of Colgate toothpaste everywhere. And some decarbonated Coca-Cola syrup for nausea. Those are just my two home remedies. But anyway, I love the teach the doctor type of shows that we do. So we need to do that. Although some of you try to teach me about the healthcare system and why it's all doctors' fault, and that I'm not your student on that one. Let me just tell you that right now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So it looks like U.S. health regulators have approved the first new weight loss drug in 13 years. Will healthcare pay for it? Probably not. So don't get too excited by it. Apparently, it is called Belvique. How does this work? All right. What it does, let me, don't worry. It has nothing to do with like the Fen-Phen from what I understand. It's chemically known as lorcaserin, right? It's one of three experimental weight loss drug treatments that have been seeking FDA approval. It's designed to block appetite signals in the brain to help people feel full after eating smaller amounts of food. Now, in large clinical trials, patients on average lost 5% of body weight, which means if you're 100 pounds, you'll lose 5 pounds. If you're 200 pounds, you'll lose 10 pounds. So, I mean, not horrible, not phenomenally significant. I mean, you aren't going to be able to wear bikinis, guys, or Speedos. The drug's FDA-approved label says Belvique use should be stopped if a patient has not reached 5% weight loss after 12 weeks of daily use. All right? It's approved for adults whose body mass index is 30 or greater, which is considered obese. If your BMI is 27 or greater, you are considered overweight. And, of course, those BMIs put you at risk for high blood pressure, diabetes, et cetera. They said that the relatively low side effect profile does not match up to what this medication could do in terms of preventing diabetes, et cetera. And I guess, you know, I'm not as excited about this. I would have loved to see more weight loss. But and keep in mind, with any weight loss drug, your body will get used to it. So if you are having a decreased appetite, after a while your body's going to be like, nah, I figured this medicine out. No thank you. And then, boom, you'll probably get hungry again. Now, I also recommend to all my listeners, don't jump and take a medication once it's released. Let it kind of work out the dings a little bit, iron out the creases just a little bit. I mean, remember what happened with Viagra? Everybody wanted to go on Viagra, then we found out people were dying because of the whole nitrous oxide and the people taking nitroglycerin and them having a severe drop in blood pressure. You can't mix it with nitrates. It could be pretty dangerous, right? And then we were like, dope. Then we had to go back and say, all right, here we go. Now we can prescribe it again, but, you know, here's the situation. Avoid it with your nitrates, sublingual nitroglycerin, et cetera. So if this medicine does come out and you really want to lose your 5 to 10 pounds, which is what it promises to do, just, you know, give it a little while. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi, Doug Dorfler here from Midas Resources Precious Metals. In these trying times, all of us have to be concerned about our financial situations. Every day we hear of problems with our financial institutions and of the European economy. Even the latest CBO report under the Extended Alternatives Fiscal Scenario says the future of the U.S. budget is bleak. Now is the time to weigh your options. Call me, Doug, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167, and I'll be glad to answer any of your questions and help you add physical precious metals to your holdings. No matter what your financial position is, you need to protect yourself and your family with a portion of your assets in precious metals. Again, call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 167. Thank you and have a great day.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people of you to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess with 4th of July week, I don't even know if it's 4th of July weekend or 4th of July week around the bend, and or in vacation mode, I guess a Natural Resources Defense Council, which is a nonprofit environmental group, is warning us to avoid dirty beaches, saying swim at your own risk. Now, apparently, the NRDC analyzed data in 2011 from more than 3,000 beaches nationwide and found the third highest level of beach closures and advisories in two decades. Now, this is a little better than last year, but still high. They say two-thirds of these closings and advisories were caused by bacteria levels surpassing public health standards, bacteria likely from human or animal waste. Do I need to talk to you all about going pee-pee and poo-poo in the water? Really? I remember I brought this up last year when we covered this story last year, and somebody called in furious that I was probably telling people not to go to the bathroom in the beach. Well, I mean, if you could go to the restroom, that would be nice. But, I mean, it is disgusting. I really don't want to swim in other people's waste. I know everybody well, I got to admit, I mean, we were just in California last week, and we were, where were we? This is so important to talk about. I think we were near Malibu Beach, and the beach stunk. It smelled really, we're not talking stunk in terms of figuratively, literally. The beach had a smell. And now, the sand was beautiful. I didn't see any syringes. It was clean, but the seaweed that was rotting reeked. It was a very smelly part of the beach that we had decided to dock in. And, you really want to kind of enjoy yourself. We really take for granted our beautiful beaches. And I live in a state that doesn't abut one of our beautiful oceans. So I have to drag my butt to California and the West Coast, because that's where I live near, just so I can go to the beach. So, yeah, please, just, you know, hold the poo-poo if you can. Louisiana, they say, fared poorly in the report, with 29% of reported water samples violating standards. The NRDC study tested for bacteria and did not include other sources of contamination like oil or toxic algae. I'd be dying to know if we still have some aftermath of the Gulf spill on those beaches. I'm assuming we would. The 15 beaches labeled repeat offenders by the NRDC were found in 7 states: California, Illinois, Louisiana, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Wisconsin. All right, stomach flu, skin rashes, pink eye were among waterborne illnesses that swimmers can contract in polluted water. Remember that movie where they were talking about farting on a pillowcase and getting pink eye? What was that? It was Knocked Up. What was that, the movie with Katherine Heigl and Seth Rogen? Was that the movie? And I guess everybody got pink eye in this one, the group of roommates, because somebody decided to fart on everybody's pillowcase. Well, we actually discussed that. I should really do a Mythbusters type of show, like a Dr. Dolly and Mythbusters. I really should. Anyway, truthfully, it can't happen. Right? You know, E. coli lives in the bowel, and if you, as well as multiple other bacteria. So if you do toot onto somebody's pillowcase, but they would have to immediately rub their eye on that pillowcase. You see what I mean? So here they're talking about pink eye. Now, let me, though, clarify. Pink eye, and I need to correct them. This is MSNBC. True pink eye is viral. Okay? True pink eye is viral. It spreads really quickly. It hits both eyes. Conjunctivitis, which you could get from farting on the pillow. Sorry. Oh, can't believe we even have to discuss it. Hey, it's important to you. It's important to me. The bacterial conjunctivitis usually hits one eye, and it gets very goopy, very painful. Then it could spread to the other eye, but pink eye usually is viral and it hits both eyes. However, somebody looking at you when you have bacterial conjunctivitis will look at you and say your eye is pink. Hence, you'll also be told you have pink eye. Now, are they grammatically correct saying pink eye? They should probably say you have pink eyes, but I'm really not going to fight with people on plural versus not plural, because sometimes I drop my S, because if I think my lisp is really bad that day, I don't want it to show. So I'd rather y'all think I'm grammatically grammatically challenged. See what I mean? All right. I'd rather be grammatically challenged than lisping on air trying to say the F. Now, all right, let's go back. They say not all of the report's results are grim. The number of beaches that violate national recommended health standards remains stable at 8%, the same level as 2010. Now, 12 beaches received a 5-star rating, indicating testing and safety practices as well as low violation rates. California was home to 3 of them. The rest are in Alabama, Delaware, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and Texas. So the NRDC recommends choosing beaches away from urban areas and near open waters, staying away from pipes that drain stormwater runoff, not swimming in cloudy or stinky water, keeping your head out of the water, avoid swimming for at least a day after heavy rains. They also suggest that everybody pick up garbage, pick up after their pets, try not to feed the wildlife. You see, here's my thing. Our dogs would purposely potty. The reason why we don't like to take the dogs to the beach is because they'll just love the sand. They'll just bury their tushy right into their sand and do the business. And I really don't go to the beach to pick up the poo-poo. I go to the beach for me to enjoy myself, so we don't bring the dogs to the beach. So the five-star beaches in Alabama is your Gulf Shores Public Beach. They say also Gulf State Park Pavilion in California, the Bolsa Chica Beach, the Huntington State Beach on Brookhurst Street, Newport Beach, 38th, 52nd, and 53rd Street, in Delaware, Dewey Beach, Maryland, Ocean City at Beach 6, in Minnesota, Park Point, Franklin Park, 13th Street, South Beach. Doesn't sound very watery when they talk about 13th Street, right? Minnesota, Park Point, Lafayette Community Club Beach, New Hampshire, Hampton Beach State Park, New Hampshire, Wallace Sands Beach at Wallace Road, South Padre Island. I'd be careful if you're driving on a road that ends at a beach, by the way. Texas, South Padre Island, the town of South Padre Island. Oh, that's pretty cool. I wonder if it really is an island. Okay, what else? Let me see here. I do always check for glass. I have to admit, there was glass. What's frustrating about glass is many of your beer bottles is that brownish orange. And when they're broken up into pieces, it's almost identical to the color of the seaweed. All right. Let's talk about some of the worst repeating offender beaches. We got Avalon Beach in California, I guess 50 feet in east and 100 feet west of Green Pleasure Pier. I'm not familiar with that. In Orange, California, you got Doheny State Beach, certain parts of Doheny State Beach. Let's say in Illinois, you got Winnetka Elder Park Beach. That apparently was a repeat offender. I think they're talking about repeat offender with dog poo-poo. Illinois Lake and North Point Marina Beach. Louisiana, Constance Beach, Gulf Breeze, Little Florida, Long Beach, Rutherford Beach, Son of a Beach, New Jersey, Beachwood Beach West, New York, Woodlawn Beach and Woodlawn Beach State Park, Ontario Beach, Ohio, Euclid State Park, Ohio Via Angela State Park, and Wisconsin South Shore Beach. Whew, lot of beaches. Lot of beaches. Okay, so you guys know where to go and what to do when you go to the beach on this holiday week. Yeah. You know, it was very interesting. Many of my patients were very upset that I wasn't going to let them drink. Is 4th of July really a drinking holiday? Is it? I'm not, here's my problem with 4th of July. I have usually lived in a very hot area during 4th of July. And whether it was Phoenix, Arizona, whether it's Las Vegas, Nevada. And so we really don't have a barbecue. We don't do anything because it's too hot. And then it doesn't get dark till 8, 9 o'clock. And if I have to go to work the next day, it's really difficult to do the whole fireworks thing. Maybe that's why people drink, because they're so upset that they got to work the next day. I've always had to work. I mean, I've always had to work on 4th of July, but because we own an office, we let our staff off. So I don't see patients on 4th of July. But, boy, this is an interesting topic for everybody, isn't it? But is really 4th of July a big drinking holiday? I know Memorial Day weekend is big. I know Super Bowl is big. I know Christmas is big. Labor Day weekend usually is big. But 4th of July, I really would have recommend drinking, because you have to keep an eye on the fireworks and your kids burning themselves and you lighting grandma's moo-moo on fire. All right, when we come back, speaking of alcohol, French researchers found alcohol in Coke and Pepsi. What do we do? Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients 100% dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening. Remember, we have a Droid app now that's free. So anytime you want to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, you can download the Droid app and listen and catch up on any of our shows. Pretty easy to do. It's free. Take a look at it. And then also rate it. Let us know how you like it. All right? French researchers made news today saying that our leading colas contain minute traces of alcohol. Oh, no. Coca-Cola and Pepsi contain minute traces of alcohol. Now, this to me isn't a surprise because I remember when I was growing up, I had many friends who were LDS, Mormon, and they couldn't drink soda because there was the possibility of alcohol being in the soda. It wasn't so much the soda was bad for you, but there was a possibility of a trace of alcohol. So I've always known this. This really wasn't a shock to me. But I let you know when I'm shocked. Actually, I am. I'm going to tell you something. You want to know what shocks me? There's this robot that can beat a human in rock, paper, scissors, that floors me. I'm shocked. My jaw dropped when I saw that there's a robot that could beat you in rock, paper, scissors. This, with Coca-Cola and Pepsi having alcohol, no, doesn't surprise me at all. They say, according to tests carried out by the Paris-based National Institute of Consumption, more than half of leading colas contain traces of alcohol. These include brand leaders Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola. While it is mainly only, usually they found, the generic versions of cola, right, don't seem to have alcohol. So, quote, 60 million consumers, which is a French magazine. If it's a French magazine, why do they call it 60 million consumers? Don't think it'd be like, 60 million consumers. French magazine publishes, I'm trying to speak French, it's beautiful. Je ne sais pas. Publishes the results of the test in its latest issue. They suggest that the alcohol levels are as low as 10 milligrams in every liter, which works out to be 0.001% of alcohol. No wonder people like soda so much. And no wonder people ask for less Jack and rum in their Coke because they're already feeling a little bit of alcohol. No, you really can't feel this. It's too low. But the figures, they say, will still be enough to upset Muslims who regularly drink cola because their religion forbids them from drinking alcohol. And those who drink Coke, well, let me see. I'm reading this as we go. Of 19 colas tested, 9 which did not contain alcohol were made by brands called Cora, Ocan, Casino, Leader Price, and Man U Cola. Man U Cola. What kind of images do they have on their soda cans? 10 which had traces of alcohol included Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Coca-Cola Classic Light, and Coke Zero. Michael Pepin, scientific director for Coca-Cola France, said it is possible that traces of alcohol come from the process of making Coca-Cola according to its secret recipe. That's right. Nobody knows the secret recipe of Coca-Cola. It's very secret, even more secret than McDonald's secret sauce. He insisted, however, that Coca-Cola drinks were probably soft and recognized as such by the government authorities in which they are sold. What does a soft drink mean? What does soft mean? Furthermore, the Paris Mosque has provided us with a certificate stating our products can be consumed by the Muslim community in line with religious options. Now, what's Pepsi doing? Pepsi's still mad that nobody's playing the Pepsi challenge. I did the Pepsi challenge, and I did not like Pepsi. Both companies suggested that natural fruit can ferment and produce minute traces of alcohol. Wasn't root beer originally a drink with alcohol? Am I wrong on that? Back in the 80s, the original root beer was low alcohol. You fermented sugar and yeast with herbs, bark. Although now, you know, we have a lot of sugar and caramel coloring and flavoring, carbonation. I don't think root beer has beer, but the original root beer had alcohol. If I'm correct. Am I? All right. Okay, they said Coca-Cola was invented in 1886 by the American John Pemberton and was originally patented as a medicine which could cure anything from headache to impotence. It's true. Coca-Cola syrup we used to use for that. It went on to dominate, obviously, international soft drinks, caffeine, main stimulant, etc., and they think every can of Coke contains approximately 10 teaspoons of sugar. Now, what else out there has alcohol? So if you go to a restaurant and you order food, and what else? Well, like Via Marsala, I think Marsala sauces have alcohol. Let me see what else. I know, like, if you order, like, a Bananas Foster and they light it on fire, they obviously use some sort of alcohol, Grand Marnier, a lot of times. Vanilla extract in your baked goods may contain alcohol. That's why it smells so potent. I'm trying to think what else. I guess anything you flambé could have alcohol in it. So just, you know what you're eating. We worry so much about our pharmaceuticals, which we should do, but we forget that there's things out there that could have, and now remember, I mean, the amounts of alcohol are very trace. I mean, remember, cough syrups used to have alcohol. Many of our cough syrups had alcohol, and alcohol would suppress the cough reflex. Then they stopped putting alcohol in our cough syrups, and we, prescription-wise, could write cough syrups that also contain codeine. Codeine seems to give more potent effect, antitussive effect than alcohol used to. And I think it's a little safer than alcohol in terms of antitussive properties, because if you drink alcohol and you get sleepy and you lie down and you're hiccuping and you're burping from the alcohol, there's more chance for you to have reflux and cough anyway. But, you know, alcohol's been used in a variety of things. There's really no shock there. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I told you I was really, really shocked by this one. There's a robot who will win rock, paper, scissors 100% of the time. Now, robots have been able to beat us in chess. They've been able to beat us in checkers. But rock, paper, scissors, whoa. So I guess, my guess is it could detect your hand movement before you think you can. They developed a Jankin robot with 100% winning rate as an example of human-machine cooperation systems. Human beings play one rock, paper, scissors at the timing of 1, 2, 3. According to the timing, the robot hand plays one of three kinds so as to beat the human being. You guys know the whole rock, paper, scissors, right? If you know, everybody goes 1, 2, 3. And you and the other person, usually it's two people. One of you, if one of you comes up with a rock, the other person a scissors, rock beats scissors. If one of you puts your hand all the way extended like a piece of paper and he has a rock, paper beats rock, and then rock beats scissors, but scissors beats paper because scissors could cut rock. They need to do something like that, like Augmentin Bactrim Levaquin. That would be a fun one. I don't think the robot would get that one. Ready, set, go. Levaquin Augmentin. Nope, Levaquin beats Augmentin for lower gastrointestinal diseases. You're out. Sinusitis. Rock, paper, Augmentin, Bactrim, Levaquin, go. Bactrim, Augmentin. Augmentin wins. See, that'd be a fun game. That would have been a fun game in medical school. I should have brought that up during one of the parties. All right, anyway, so recognition of the human hand can be performed. I was not a dork in medical school. I think I was considered cool. That would be a cool game. Recognition of the human hand can be performed at 1 millisecond with the high-speed vision, and the position and the shape of the human hand are recognized. The wrist joint angle of the robot hand is controlled based on the position of the human hand. The vision recognizes one of rock, paper, and scissors based on the shape of the human hand. After that, the robot hand plays his rock, paper, scissors, and beats the human by 1 millisecond. This technology, they say, is one example that shows a possibility of cooperation control within a few milliseconds, and this technology can be applied to motion support of human beings and the cooperation work with human beings and robots. I don't think a robot will really cooperate with me. I really don't. I don't think a robot would like me too much. See, I would try to cheat, right? I would pretend I'm coming up with paper and then quickly make a scissors. 1-877, we should do that. Hemostat, anoscope, vaginal speculum. Go! We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the parents of the Rutgers student who had committed suicide, Tyler Clemente, has asked for quote-unquote sin to be taken out of homosexuality. Now, if you all remember what happened to Tyler Clemente, he was the Rutgers student whose roommates decided to plant a video camera, taped him having intercourse with his friend or lover, and then posted it online. Darun Ravi had been convicted, had spent 30 days in jail. Well, actually, I think less than his sentence in jail. Is not a U.S. citizen, but is here legally. Was released from jail about a week or two ago, and I guess is free now. I'm not sure what he's doing. He does not have to go back to India. But the family, Tyler Clemente's parents, Jane and Joe Clemente, and his older brother, James, told Rock Center, which is this Rock Center with Brian Williams. Brian Williams is handsome. That's a good picture of Brian Williams. Anyway, they told Rock Center exclusively that Tyler was struggling with many issues before his death, but they believe Ravi's decision to spy on Tyler during a sexual encounter with another man in his dorm room played a role in the suicide. They also say they have changed their views on homosexuality in the wake of their son's death. They say whatever underlying depressions or pains that were going on with Tyler, that was the straw that broke the camel's back, and that was the thing that pushed him to the breaking point. Tyler Clemente was only 18 at the time. His roommate was 20. Darun Ravi, after he videotaped it, said, "Roommate asked for the room till midnight. I went into Molly's room, turned on webcam. I saw him making out with a dude. Yay." Clemente later told a dorm advisor that he had read that tweet and another by Ravi that indicated he planned on spying on him and his date again. A day later, Clemente had committed suicide jumping off, was it the George Washington Bridge? And, you know, we've received many emails. I've received many emails throughout my show over the last few years. Oops, just dropped my headphones. And remember, we also had that study that came out about a week or two ago on homosexuality and children being raised by homosexuals not faring as well. And, you know, one of the themes I've been receiving from some of my emails are from parents who suspect it with their child. And they suspect it because the child is depressed, the child's not dating girls, and they're worried that their teenager could possibly do what Tyler Clemente did. You know, did Tyler Clemente have enough underlying depression such that he was contemplating suicide anyway, and this put him over the edge? Or was he a completely happy boy, doing well, comfortable in his sexuality, comfortable with, you know, his relationships, and then this embarrassed him so much that he committed suicide? Well, suicide rates are high in the homosexual population. In fact, one of you had called in last week saying suicide rates are higher in homosexuals. And, you know, we discussed how you have some people that have always known. They've been very open about it. They're happy with it. And they seem to do better than those that try and hide it. But my question is what do we do to decrease the suicide risk of our homosexual children, teenagers, etc.? You know, and some of you are probably going, "Well, Dr. Dahlia, I don't have to listen to this because it's not going to happen to us. We will never have a homosexual in our family because nobody in our family has ever been gay." Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I just learned last week that somebody in my family, to me, this is the first one, but of course, we could have had homosexual people throughout the family that never were open about it, you know, because back in the 40s or the 1920s or whatever, they didn't feel they could. But one of the gentlemen in our family, and we have a huge extended family, has come out and informed the family that he's homosexual. So what do we do? You know, a lot of us do have religious beliefs. You know, my Bible says homosexuality is a sin. Your Bible probably does too. Right? It is. I mean, but me as a doctor, you know, I understand the genetic and the biological foundation of it. And, you know, I've had many religious people say, "Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to be gay. Fix me. Give me a medication. Give me something to control my sex drive." And there isn't. Yeah, I mean, you have people who are homosexual that don't want to be, and they want to fight it. You have other people that don't want to fight it, but they're afraid to come out and, you know, and live in our society that still doesn't welcome it, shall we say. And then you have people that don't care. They're like, "I'm going to be with whoever I want." And they really seem to be the happiest and the most healthy psychologically. But when we were discussing that study last week, we received many calls, and I welcome your calls. Even if I don't agree with you, I will always fight for your right to say it, and I will always thank you for your passion, you know, in having, you know, I hate apathy. So, you know, the fact that you are passionate about an issue, it means you do care. But we did receive many calls, and I couldn't play them on air, where people were saying, you know, "God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and, you know, homosexuality is abomination, blah, blah." So then my question to you is what do we tell our children, cousins, uncles, nephews, when they do come out, what to do? whether you're religious or not, whether you believe homosexuality is fine or not. I mean, you know, when I heard the news, I was like, I hope he's happy. And I hope he, you know, uses the same protection that I tell all my heterosexual cousins and nephews and extended family. All right. I mean, I tell my heterosexual patients to use condoms. I tell my homosexual patients to use condoms. And I said, you know, I'm a family member. I have to show support. But if you are raised with a religious upbringing where it's not allowed in your religion, what do you tell your child, teenager, et cetera, to do? You know, many of these children don't come forward because their parents are religious. And they think it would kill their parents. Not that they're afraid what their parents would say to them, but they think it would kill their parents because they see their parents go to church. They see their parents, you know, study about Sodom and Gomorrah and, you know, go through the text and the rules and, and they may not want to be in the disfavor of their parents. So they, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Tyler Clemente had some severe underlying depression. I don't know if it was enough for him to commit suicide. I do think this was the straw that broke the camel's back. But obviously he had some baseline issues, which is a real important topic that we do need to spend more time on because of all these teen suicides after they're bullied, whether they're heterosexual being bullied or homosexual being bullied. So what do you do when, when you have a family member that says, I'm gay, you know, and you're of the belief that God made Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve? What do you tell them? Do you tell them to never have sex the rest of their lives? Do you tell them to pretend to like women? You know, this is what I was saying. It doesn't matter how anybody religiously feels about homosexuality. All right. This isn't something that people decide to do. And this isn't something that's genetic. True, you may see a propensity towards homosexuality in certain families. But most families have somebody who's gay and they'll either tell you they are or not. Remember, the statistics is 1 in 8 men are gay. Women could be more. So, but it's hard, it's very hard to rate and, survey, of course, because many people don't want to be honest. So whatever number we know of, assume it's more. So what do you do? And, I'm really worried about these kids trying to find themselves or these teenagers that commit suicide. I mean, just like his parents. I mean, his parents, from what this statement says, sin needs to be taken out of homosexuality. They probably had a fairly religious home. And Tyler probably knew that his parents thought that was a sin. I don't know what the home dynamics are, but for them to come out and say that, then, you know, they're probably asking for more tolerance from those of us who are religious. But, you know, realize that there probably is a gay person in your family. And, you know, we don't really talk about what to tell them to do if, you know, and usually I just say, look, I want you to be happy and be safe. And I tell that to any of my family members, whether they're straight or not. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.